You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Time for our weekly check-in now with Michigan Radio sports commentator John U. Bacon. March Madness looming around the corner, and this year seems to be shaping up a little differently for the Big Ten, especially Michigan State and Michigan. So, John, what happened this past Saturday when the NCAA Tournament Selection Committee got together and announced top seeds?
They picked their very informal, right now, temporary top 16 seeds. Mark Hollis, the longtime Michigan State AD, is the selection committee chair. And not one of those 16 teams was from the Big Ten. Six other leagues were represented in those 16, not the Big Ten. Never seen it, may never see it again, but it is a bad year for the Big Ten.
Why is this? Why are they coming up short this year when traditionally they were always well represented in the top brackets?
Almost everyone knew this was going to be a down year based on the cycle of talent and all the rest, but it's even downer, if you will, than expected. When Wisconsin, your top team, does not get a sniff from those guys, and the same weekend, I guess they were right, because Northwestern knocks them off. So Northwestern might make it to the NCAA tournament for the first time ever. They're one of three or four teams left who has not made it out of 300-some. So great year for Northwestern, bad year for the Big Ten.
Now, we've heard talk about this RPI index. What is that and how is that impacting the March Madness selection?
It's the ranking percentage index. What it boils down to is strength of schedule as determined by computers, basically. So it's not just what your record is, it's how much have you earned, essentially. When Michigan beats Indiana at Indiana, that counts for something. When you beat Michigan State, that counts for something. Mm-hmm. When you beat Concordia University, God bless them, here in Ann Arbor, down the street, you don't get any points for that. That's how it works. And right now, the RPI does not like the Big Ten.
So what do you, when you think about it and realizing what we just saw last weekend, what do you think are the chances for Michigan and Michigan State to be in the final 68? Could they actually miss this year?
Both are possible, which is extremely rare. Now, Izzo made the tournament his third year at Michigan State and has made it every year since, 19 straight, which is an amazing accomplishment. And this year, they're above the bubble, but not by much. And losing to Michigan does not help. So right now, they're ranked 41st in the nation, so they should make it. But if they stumble, and they've got the last six games, they've got Purdue, Wisconsin, and Maryland, by far the three best in the Big Ten. So it is not going to be an easy road.
See any other teams in Michigan making a March Madness run?
Nope.
Oh, boy. Could be a dreary March.
I'm afraid it is. The MAC teams, Eastern, Western, and Central, aren't close.
Finally, I would really like to get your thoughts about Mike Ilitch and what he meant to sports and baseball and hockey fans in Michigan.
Yeah, I got to tell you that he's one of these guys, and I dealt with him very briefly once or twice. Started Little Caesars Pizza in Garden City, Michigan back in the day. He and his wife, of course, bought the Red Wings in the early 80s when they were horrible and made them into a dynasty.
Bought them for $8 million.
Exactly. And yeah, $8 million. That won't buy you a second-line center now. Holy smokes. So take that. And then, of course, the Tigers takes those guys over when they're also abysmal. And they've been in the World Series since and pretty competitive for the most part. He also has what I would call sports maturity. I got this line from his daughter, actually, talking about somebody else. But if you have sports maturity, you're not on the sidelines chest bumping your players. You're not in the locker room for a photo op. You're not on TV all the time. Jerry Jones is your model for this. You don't want to be that guy. Mm-hmm. Ilitch is the exact opposite. And don't forget, he built Comerica Park. He kept the Red Wings downtown. He's going to bring the Pistons downtown. And he moved Little Caesars headquarters to downtown. You'd be hard-pressed to find anybody, including Gilbert, who's done more for Detroit than Ilitch did.
Michigan Radio sports commentator John U. Bacon. Thanks, John.
Thank you.